Maybe we can talk about a few of the data sets that have come out recently in MDS that are prominent. And one, Wendy, that was presented at ASH, we wanted your thoughts on, looked at the efficacy and safety of lenalidomide versus placebo in transfusion-dependent patients with low and intermediate risk MDS without del(5q). What did they see there?
It was actually a nice study, and it confirmed a smaller, earlier study that showed, I think many of us were skeptical that lenalidomide might be at all effective in patients who are transfusion-dependent with lower risk MDS outside of the patients with a 5q minus syndrome. And there was an earlier trial performed by Dr. Raza and colleagues that showed about a 20 to 25% response rate, transfusion independence, that was quite durable in an earlier study. And that's exactly what was shown here in this particular study, which was nice to see the confirmatory data and gives one some hope that the lower risk MDS patients who fail to respond anymore to erythrocyte stimulating agents may respond to lenalidomide.
So, David, is that a strategy you're using in your practice?
We do tend to use that for patients, especially if their platelets are reasonable, because platelets are a big predictor of response. Somebody severely thrombocytopenic, they're not going to respond to lenalidomide. So, somebody who has a normal karyotype, trisomy 8, one of these lower risk karyotypes, non-del(5q), that's a reasonable patient to use it on. Somebody who has a complex karyotype with monosomy 7, not likely to respond.
So, Doug, how do you approach the use of lenalidomide in MDS, and what specifically in terms of dosing, how do you approach it?
It's erythroid stimulating. So, patients that are anemia is their biggest problem, patients with lower risk disease, and patients, I agree with David, that, patients without other cytopenias in the mix, I'm willing to give people a trial of lenalidomide. I have started lower. I start at 5 milligrams a day, most commonly, particularly my older patients. There are some folks we maintain on 5 milligrams every other day to the point, or even twice a week in a maintenance strategy, but I do start lower because I'm afraid of other cytopenias. And if anemia is what I'm trying to fix in these folks, I am willing to give lenalidomide a try.